Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 222. Can we make the good news of the gospel too good? Throughout the world there are deep stirrings in people's souls about what Paul's term the truth of the gospel means. Is it maybe, perhaps good news? Or is it glorious good news? Does God's real gospel have fine print hidden in it that ultimately means your salvation depends upon your own strength? What has Christ actually accomplished for the human race? Has he made us an offer that if we exert ourselves sufficiently we might make it? Does he tell us that if we hold on tight to his hand like a child crossing a busy street holding on to daddy's hand we'll be safe? Or does God tell us that he loves us so much that he is holding on tight to our hand? The answers mean that our walk with the Lord will be happy and triumphant, or it will be discouraging and defeatist. Can we make the good news of the gospel too good? Is salvation really by faith, or by faith plus works? A friend sent me a precious thought that impresses me as being genuine. Through Christ's birth, life, death, and resurrection, the human race was encircled by God's arm and redeemed. The gulf between God and man was fully bridged, the penalty consequence of sin was demonstrated and exhausted, humanity was restored to God's image and to his right hand, and sin and death were overcome. God could look at his Son sitting beside him and say, "Humanity has been restored to righteousness and life." This corporate statement is the justification to life of Romans 5, verse 18. The price to keep an unrepentant sinner alive for this life is identical to the price paid for the repentant sinner to spend eternity with God, the life of God himself poured out in Jesus Christ. Faith is reckoned by God to be righteousness. Because of what Christ has done as the head of the human race, God can plant the seed of this reality in each heart. It is not the end of the process, but it is the beginning. And it is real, not fiction.